In this lesson, we're taking a finished or near-finished effects chain and turning it into a crunchy, sampler texture that feels right at home in old-school jungle and darker DNB. Then we're going to use automation to make that texture breathe across the arrangement, so it feels alive, intentional, and properly musical. This is one of those Ableton workflows that can instantly level up a track. Instead of just leaving effects as a temporary processing chain, we're going to print the movement into audio, load it into Sampler, and turn it into something we can actually perform and automate like an instrument. That's the magic here. You're not just making a sound bigger, you're making it playable. Now, in a real DNB track, this kind of texture usually works best in the breakdown, just before the drop, or as a little call and response moment tucked behind the drums and bass. It can also work in the intro, if you want to hint at the energy to come without giving the whole thing away too early. Think of it as a half-sung ghost of your original FX chain. Still atmospheric, but now more dusty, chopped, and percussive. Let's start by building a simple DNB-friendly FX chain on an audio track or return track. You want a short source here, a vocal breath, a rim hit, a synth stab, a cymbal tail, a tiny break fragment, anything with a bit of character. For jungle flavor, a chopped break slice or a noisy one-shot is especially strong. A solid stock chain in Ableton could be auto-filter first, with a high pass somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz, so the sound stays out of the sub-range. Then saturator, with a drive pushed a little, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB, and soft clip-on if it helps tame the edges. After that, echo with a tight rhythmic time like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, and a feedback amount somewhere in the 20 to 40% range. Then a reverb or hybrid reverb, not huge, just enough decay to create a tail and smear. Finally, a little redux if you want grit, lowering the bit depth or sample rate just enough to make it feel more worn-in and crunchy. If you want more density, you can throw in drum bus or overdrive too, but don't overcook it. We want a texture, not a washed-out pad. Here's a really important coaching point. Think in layers of movement. Not just more effect. The strongest jungle textures usually have one layer that gives us tone, one layer that gives us motion, and one layer that gives us surprise. So maybe the filtered body is the tone, the delay repeats are the motion, and a quick feedback burst at the end of the phrase is the surprise. That combination feels alive. Before you bounce anything, automate the chain. This is where the personality gets baked in. Draw in movement on key parameters so the resample already has a musical shape. For example, automate the auto-filter cutoff so it sweeps from dark to bright over a phrase. Push echo feedback upward near the end of a bar or phrase, then cut it hard on the drop. That's a classic DNB tension move, and it works ridiculously well. You can also automate reverb dry slash wet so it blooms only on the last hit of a bar, or push saturator drive harder as you approach the transition. If you use redux, try a brief lo-fi dip for a rough, crunchy moment before the drop. A practical move here is to automate echo feedback in the final half bar before the drop. Let it rise, let it get a little unstable, then cut it on the downbeat. That tiny gesture can be more effective than a huge riser, especially in jungle where edits and punctuation matter so much. Once the automation is written, print the result. You can resample to a new audio track, or freeze and flatten if the source is inside an instrument chain. If needed, consolidate the recorded region afterward so it's easy to work with. Try to capture at least a 1-bar, 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar phrase. In DNB, 4 bars is often the sweet spot because it's long enough to evolve, but short enough to loop, shop, and arrange easily. Make sure you capture the tail. If the bounce sounds too clean, go back and exaggerate the automation a bit more. Old-school jungle textures often sound better when they're slightly overdriven, a little imperfect, and definitely not too polished. Now drag that bounced audio into a new MIDI track and load it into Sampler. This is where the resample becomes an instrument. For a clean starting point, use classic mode. Set trigger mode to gate if you want it to behave more like a playable note, or trigger if you want it to fire and finish on its own. Warp is usually off for a one-shot texture, unless you need tempo locking. If the sample feels too fizzy, bring in a low-pass filter around 8 to 14 kHz. Then shape the amp envelope with a short attack and a medium release so you can control the tail. If you want more of a jungle chop feel, you can absolutely try slice mode instead. That's great when the bounced FX has rhythmic tails or little bursts of movement in it. But for a crunchy texture bed, classic mode usually gives you more control. Now shape the sample like a DNB instrument, not just a playback file. Move the start point until the attack lands on the crunchy sweet spot. That's a really important detail. For old-school jungle, you often want the sample start just after the transient, so you catch the gritty body of the sound and not just the clean front edge. That gives it a chopped vinyl stab kind of feel. You can also use the filter envelope to add movement, with a quick attack and a moderate decay. A slow LFO to the filter cutoff can make the texture breathe. Or if you want more tension, a faster movement can create a nervous, unstable vibe. Transpose is another great tool. Dropping it an octave can make it darker and heavier. Pushing it up a few semitones can turn it into a tension hit. Keep the voices low if the sample is meant to feel mono and focused, especially if it has any low mid weight that could cloud the mix. Now comes the part that really makes this useful in an arrangement. Automation inside Simpler. Once the Boost FX is in the sampler, automate it like a phrase level tool. You can sweep the filter cutoff from dark to bright across 4 or 8 bars. Nudge the sample start point slightly on repeated hits for variation. Automate the volume so it swells into the downbeat and ducks away after the hit. Send more of it into reverb only on the final trigger of a phrase. Or automate pitch by a small amount to create a subtle lift. In DNB, even tiny pitch moves can feel powerful, especially when they're timed against the drums. This is where the arrangement starts to tell a story. In bars 1 through 4 of a breakdown, keep the texture filtered and low. In bars 5 through 8, open it up and give it a little more delay or send. In the final bar before the drop, push a quick filter sweep or a short pitch rise. Then on the drop, cut it sharply or replace it with a short stutter. That creates a classic tension release arc without needing a giant melodic build. A nice extra coaching idea here is to decide what role the texture is playing at any moment. Is it a bed, a cue, a fill, or a transition? If one sound is trying to do all four jobs at once, it usually gets muddy. But if you let it be one clear thing at a time, the whole track feels more intentional. After that, group or bus the texture and shape it on its own. Use EQA to high pass around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the kick and sub area. Add a little saturator for glue, maybe some drum bus if you want extra bite, and use compressor lightly if it needs a bit of control. If it's too wide, narrow it. If it's too flat, add a touch of life with saturation or a controlled reverb send. In heavier DNB, the crunchy texture should sit in the mid-range story, not take over the low end. Always do a quick mono and low end reality check too. This kind of printed FX texture can easily hide low frequency junk, wide stereo wash, or harsh upper mids. Flip to mono briefly, check the spectrum, and make sure there isn't too much buildup around 200 to 500 Hz or 3 to 6 kHz. If there's unwanted low end, high pass more aggressively. The sub belongs to your bass layer, not your texture. One really effective pro move is to print two versions, a darker, filtered version and a more crushed, aggressive version. Then switch or crossfade between them across sections. You can also make a reverse fake by duplicating the sample, reversing it, and trimming it so the tail lands before the downbeat. That gives you a pseudo riser that still feels like part of the original sound. If you want to get more performance based, use Session View to audition a few variations quickly. Duplicate the resampled clip across different tracks, each with slightly different simpler settings. One can be darker, one can be brighter, one can be stretched or more smeared. That way you can quickly find the version that supports the groove best before committing it to the arrangement. And that's the big picture here. You build a short effects chain with movement, print it into audio, load it into Simpler, and then automate filter, start point, pitch, and volume to create phrase level tension. Keep out of the sub range, keep it controlled in mono, and place it like a real DNB event in the track. Intro, breakdown, pre-drop, or switch up. For your practice, try this in 15 minutes. Pick a short source sound. Build a four-device chain with auto filter, saturator, echo and reverb or hybrid reverb. Automate at least two parameters over four bars, then bounce it to audio. Load it into Simpler, make one dark version and one bright version, and place it over a four-bar drum loop with bass. Then automate it into the last bar before the drop. If you want the extra challenge, make it answer the snare or break accent so it feels like it belongs in the rhythm, not just floating on top of it. That's the workflow. Resample the vibe, turn it into an instrument, and use automation to make it feel like the track is mutating in real time. That's how you get that crunchy, dusty, old-school DNB character while staying fully inside Ableton LIV 12 stock tools.